This week we started Rosh Chodesh. The things of Ben HaMetzarim are divided into three parts. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz to Rosh Chodesh. Then, second day of Av till Tisha B'Av, and then Tisha B'Av itself. But also there is another thing, the week of Tisha B'Av. The difference is this. From Shiva Asar B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, there are days of sorrow, no joy or happy occasions, especially there is something of music that comes for happiness, for joy. That's from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Until Rosh Chodesh, of course, until Tisha B'Av also. When comes Rosh Chodesh, you are allowed to eat meat. It's on second day of Av. Till Tisha B'Av, we can't eat meat except on Shabbat. Then comes Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av comes in it. No matter what day of the week, from beginning of the week till the day of Tisha B'Av, there's a special laws. They cannot take a haircut for us the Paradim only on the week of Tisha B'Av. Ashkenazim, they don't take a haircut from Shavua Asar, almost 3 weeks. That's why you see them also, they don't shave their beard. 3 weeks, you see, they go the beard. We don't have this, only on the week of
No shaving.
That's it. No shaving, that means this year, Tuesday, 3 days. From Shabbat till Tuesday, there is no shaving. It becomes 4 days because the last shaving is Friday. Now comes from Shabbat till Tuesday, there is no shaving. There is also, they don't wash clothes except for little children, like diapers, that's perfect. Permitted. Or if a person goes, but he doesn't have, he's in a place, he doesn't have his clothes with him. There's only one shirt on. He can wash that shirt, take it off, wash it, dry it, and puts it on again. That's when he doesn't have another. Now there is another thing, he cannot change clothes to and others that were washed. What can he do, a person? Hot days. Is he going to have the same shirt on? What they do, they take a shirt before Shabbat, they use it for an hour, that means it's used already. They leave it, it prepares 3-4 of them like this, every day he will change another shirt. Is that clear?
Now, if a Chadama has a regular routine to clean clothing in the house,
yeah,
you feel like they should stop the Chadama from the routine? If you're not going to use the clothes anyway till the Shabbat.
If he doesn't use it, she does it, okay. But if he's going to use it, it has to be used before. Then you can.
Okay.
Now, the laws of Tisha B'Av, of course, written by many poskim. As we said before, there is Tur, then there is Shulchan Aruch, then Maran Bet Yosef on the Tur. In the time of the Tur lived another rabbi whose name would be David Abu Dirham. Maran in Bet Yosef always quotes him. And today I took that book of Abu Dirham. This is called Abu Dirham HaShalem, the complete book of Abu Dirham. This would be David Abu Dirham that lived in the time of the Tur. He wrote also explanation of the prayers. He gave from daily life, from the prayer Shachrit on, everything what we do during the day, the Barachot, everything. He gave all the laws and explanation, reasons for everything, which we don't find in many. I've opened to talk about the things of the end. I wanted to follow this book. If there is anything change in the law what we do today, then I will tell you myself. Now here,
how long was this, Rabbi?
I said that's about close to 700 years ago, 600 years. Now, he quotes Haramba, Katav Haramba, Yesham Yamim, שכל ישראל מתענים בהם מפני הצרות. He was talking first about when the Jewish people make ta'anit, in case they have certain, some kind of troubles. And every community, all of a sudden, there's some troubles, they make ta'anit. There was a time that the Jewish people all lived in one area, like Israel. All of a sudden, there is no rain. The din order that everybody should make ta'anit, and they pray, they make sedihot. And he does all the dinim of ta'aniyot in general. Then he goes to speak about Ta'anit Tzibur that Chachamim gave us from the time of the Nevi'im. It's written in the Nevi'im that Hashem gave us Tzoma Rabi'i, Tzoma Hamishi, Tzoma Shvi'i, Tzoma Asiri. What's called Tzoma Rabi'i? The fast of the fourth month. Which is, what is the fourth month? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Tammuz has a fast day. What is that? Shiva Asar. Tammuz, 17 of Tammuz. Then there is Tzoma Hamishi. What is Hamishi? What's after Tammuz? Av, that's the Sha'bi Av. And there is Tzoma Shvi'i. After Av, there's Elul, Tishri. Tishri, there is fast. What fast? Tzom Gedalia, right after Rosh Hashanah. Then Tzoma Asiri, the 10th month of the year, Tevet, Asara, Betevet. Now it comes to this. Katav Rambam, Yesh Sham Yamim, שכל ישראל מתענים בהם, מתענים בהם. Sometimes there is ta'anit only for some people, but some days all Israel are obligated. When is that? This fast that we just mentioned. שיראו בהם, why they fast in these days? Because it happened to be שכל ישראל מפני הצרות שיראו בהם. Because troubles that the Jewish people had on those days. כדי לעורר הלבבות, why they fast? To awaken the people, ולפתוח דרכי התשובה, to open their hearts that they should make תשובה. והיה זה זיכרון, and this will be remembrance, למעשינו הרעים, ומעשי אבותינו שהיו כמעשינו. Because if we were any better, it would be a change. That means we'll be in Bet HaMikdash built. If Bet HaMikdash is not built, we are not any better. Then this reminding us that we have wrongdoing, and because our fathers at this time, those years, they did the same thing what we do to Shigaram Lanu Vilahem Otamatsarot, that this caused the troubles to us and to them. Shibizachron Devarim Elu, when we remember these things, Nashub Lehetiv, we'll go to make the Shuvah to improve ourselves. Shineemar Vitvadu Et Avonam Vit Avon Avatar. What are these days? Ve'eluhen. Shva'a asa v'tamuz, v'tish'a be'av, v'tzom gedalia, v'asara v'tevet. He mentioned the four things that we said. Unforashim hem bedivrei Zechariah. And you find them in the words of Zechariah HaNavi, in Terei Asar. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk said, Kicho amar Hashem Tzevaot. The Navi Zechariah said, listen to the words of God. Tzom ha-revi'i. וצום החמישי וצום השביעי וצום העשירי יהיו לבית יהודה לססון ולשמחה ולמועדים טובים והאמת והשלום אהב. This is פסוק in Zechariah. That will come a day that all these days of sorrow of ta'anit will change into a holiday. Will come a time that will stop from being days of sorrow.
So he didn't take candle, he was just, it was already established before Zechariah.
That's right.
He was just mentioning it.
That's right. Zechariah, even though he was before Beit Sheni, but he talks about Chorban Beit Rishon. That's why. Now, Tzom HaRevi'i, the Shiv'a Asar B'Tammuz, is the 17th of Tammuz. What did they said this day is a fast for us? Shebo Huvke'a Ha'ir. That on Shiv'a Asar B'Tammuz, they broke the walls of the city of Jerusalem. The enemy succeeded to, after shelling the wall, broke the wall in order to be able to penetrate into the city of Jerusalem, which was brought later on the downfall of the city in the hand of the enemy. Shneimar b'chodesh harbi'i b'tish'al ha'chodesh v'yehezak ha'ra'av ba'ir u'chtiv ha'tibaka' ha'ir. But the pasuk said b'tish'al ha'chodesh. And we do it when? Shiva'asar. מתענים בשבעה עשר בו, he's asking, פי שאומר בפסוק שבתשעה לחודש וכעיר, אתה מתענים בשבעה עשר בו. Why? שמתחילה תקנו התענית בתשעה בו. At the beginning was reading on תשעה, the fast. But they changed it because in by Chini, it was in the 17. And they followed the 17. ובשנייה הופקעה בשבעה עשר בו. וכיוון שבשנייה הופקעה בשבעה עשר בו, תקנו לטענות בשבעה עשר בו. Why? חורבן בית שני, for us, what do we want? חורבן בית שני now. Because חורבן בית ראשון, they had a building of בית שני after that. But we lost בית שני, we lost בית המקדש on the 17. ונקרא תום הרביעי. Why do you call it תום הרביעי? Because it came on the fourth month of the year. שמונים לחודשים מסיני. וחמישה דברים הרעו את אבותינו בשבעה עשר בתמוז. Five different things happened to our fathers on the 17th of Tammuz. ואלו הם, נשתברו הלוחות. The first time when Moshe broke the לוחות, when was that? On 17th of Tammuz. ובוטל התמיד מבית ראשון. בית ראשון, they were offering sacrifices every day, קורבן תמיד. But then they were out of animals they didn't have. They couldn't offer no more Korban Tamid. When was that the day they stopped the Korban Tamid? It was Shvah Asar Tammuz. Vehovke'a ha'ir Yerushalayim b'chorban sheni. And by sheni, they broke into the city of Yerushalayim on Shvah Asar Tammuz. Kemo she'aman, v'sarap apostomos et ha'torah, v'he'amid tzelem b'echad. The enemy of Am Yisrael came and burned all the Sefer Torah and he put an idol in Beit HaMikdash. Now this is Tzom HaRabi'i, Shvah Asar Tammuz, five different things. I'll go to Tzom HaHamishi, Zeh Tish'a Be'ab. What is the trouble that we had? Shebo Nisraf Beit Eloheinu. That was the day that the enemy burned Beit HaMikdash. שנאמר במלאכים, ובחודש החמישי, בשבעה לחודש, וישרוף את בית השם, וכתיב בירמיה, בחודש החמישי, בעשור לחודש, וישרוף את בית השם. הגמרא asked, there is a contradiction. In מלאכים it's written on the 7th of the month. In ירמיה it's written on the 10th of the month. פרש בגמרא הכיצד. בשבעה בו נכנסו גויים להיכל. On the 7th they entered בית המקדש. ואכלו ושתו וקרקרו בו. They were eating, that means enjoying, celebrating their victory that they entered בית המקדש. וקרקרו בו שמיני ותשיעי. ולעיתות ערב, when came the 9th of the month, afternoon, הציתו בו את האש. ונשרף עם שקיעת החמה ובעשור לחודש. The burning of Beit HaMikdash was in actuality on תשעה באב afternoon till the 10th, including the 10th, part of the 10th. And I said, והיינו דאמר ביוחנן, אילו הייתי באותו הדור, וביוחנן said, if I was at that generation that they made תשעה באב as a fast for חורבן בית המקדש, I would do it not on תשעה באב, I would do it on 10th of the Av. לא כבעתיב אלא בעשירי. Why? But those started burning on the תשעה באב, but majority of בית המקדש was burned in the 10th of the month. ורבנן, the Gemara said, really, how חכמים did that? ויוחנן is right. So no, חכמים said, the main thing is the time that they put the fire. That's what came. When was that? On תשעה באב. That's why they decided that תשעה באב should be the day of mourning. ואמרנן בירושלמי. גמרא ירושלמי said that there was a rabbi, רבי יהושע בן לוי, that fasted 2 days, צעים תשיעי ועשירי. רבי אבן צעים תשיעי ועשירי. Another rabbi, a moran, he fasted 9th and the 10th. ובלוי צעים תשיעי בליל עשירי. Another rabbi, the third rabbi, he fasted on the 9th and the ninth of the ten, not the day. ולכן היה נוהג הראש שלא לאכול בשר בליל עשירי. הראש, when he saw this in the Gemara, he decided, though one of the avilut we don't eat meat. When came the night of the tent, they didn't eat meat. This, now there is a machloket. Some people eat meat on the ninth after Chabeav, some they don't. We wait till the tenth. But the Syrian community, most of them, they do eat meat on the ninth, on the night after Chabeav. ונקרא צום החמישי בעבור שהוא בחודש החמישי. I understand that there's two ways if we eat meat on the ninth after Chabeav or not. Now, בחמישה דברים הראו את אבותינו בצ'אבאב. Five different things happened to our fathers in Chabeav. What are they? ואלו הם, נגזרה גזרה על אבותינו שלא ייכנסו לארץ. This we know. When they broke the Luchot, Hashem ordered that they would not enter Eretz Israel till 40 Shana, as you know. Then,
so the Gezerah came down on that day?
No.
Shabbat of Tammuz,
no.
The actual stones were broken.
Mm-hmm.
So,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he would not let them, the Egel came. But we know that it's certain when the Meragelim came, what happened? Vayivku ha'am b'layla ha'hu. So she said, what's Vayivku ha'am b'layla ha'hu? And Gemara said that. That night became a cry that they cried, they didn't want to go into the land. Hashem said, you are at Barminan, they are crying for nothing. Will be a day that they will cry for something, which is the day of Chabeav. And from then on came this Gezerah of the Meragelim that Hashem said will not enter. And they used to go, everyone that became 60 years old, he knew that he's going to die. The day before Chabeav, he used to go to dig the grave for himself, go lie down in the grave, and he knows that the next day he's going to die. And he used to come to cover the grave.
Why only, you mean everybody in the whole door?
Yeah. Everybody that became 16, Ben Aslim Ad Shishim was Gezerah. The one who was 60 that year was the first year. The one that was 59, the second year. The one's 58, the third year. Till the 20 on the 40 year. They knew that when they were going to die. That's why Ku Amr Hashem said, they cried for nothing, then they will cry for something. וחרב בראשונה ובשנייה. בית המקדש was destroyed first time and second time on שעבאב. ונלכדה ביתר שהייתה עיר גדולה לאלוהים. After the destruction of בית המקדש, quite a while later, over 100 years later, there was a city called ביתר. There were people very, very strong. Am Israel over there. The city was millions of people in it. And these people who lived over there decided that they will fight the enemy till the last drop of blood. And the enemy came and they put the city in siege. And they were fighting. Fighting and fighting. The enemy lost thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And it brought more people. And brought more people. The Romans. And at the end they succeeded to kill all the people in Biter, in this city. The people that were fighting, the last man. But the enemy cost him a lot of lives. That means, who knows, hundreds of thousands of people were killed of the enemy. And the enemy came and made an order. All those people should not be buried. They could not even bury them. At the beginning, they took their hats off for them to show that they were such heroes. But still, they were very angry. Said these people will not be buried. And they were in the streets without being buried for 1 year. After a year, the enemy permitted them to bury them. But what happened, another miracle, But throughout the whole year, no one of them, Bar Minan, became smelling or anything. It was fresh, the body, nothing happened to them. That is when Elkeda Biter Shaita Ir Gedola Elohim. והיא והמצודה הוא קצת מקומות שבגליל נשארו מגלות ירושלים כמה זמן אחר החורבן והיו בהם אלפים ורבבות מישראל. There were many many hundreds of thousands over there. והיה להם מלך גדול ובן כזיבה שמו. They used a leader that was his name בן כזיבה. איש מצליח. וחשבו כל ישראל, all the people thought that this would be the Mashiach. Some of the greatest rabbis, including Rabbi Akiva, וגדולי החכמים שהוא מלך המשיח, וגברה מלכות רומי עליה ולכדוה ונהרגו כולם. והייתה צערה גדולה כמו חורבן בית המקדש. It was like the day of the destruction of בית המקדש.
Now another. Does that have to do with Tov HaMeitiv, Rabbi? When they say
yeah.
That, that's the same thing? That's from it?
I mean, one day, the day that they gave them the right to bury them, they put that Berachah Tov HaMeitiv בקת המזון. And there was a king, Tarnasrophos HaRasha, that he came and he decided that he will turn the place of Beit HaMikdash into a field, and he plowed and he planted the grain, different things over there. The Kayem HaShnei Emar Tzion Sadeh Teherash. This is Tzom HaHamishi. Tzom HaShivri, Zeh Shlosha B'Tishri Shibo Nehera Gedalia Ben Ahikam. The day that Gedalia Ben Ahikam was killed. Who is Gedalia ben Ahikam? Gedalia ben Ahikam was the leader of the Jewish people. That the enemy gave right to the Jews that lived in Eretz Israel to have a leader, and he appointed Gedalia ben Ahikam to be their leader. What happened? There were some people that said that they are relatives to the royal family. So what do you mean Gedalia ben Ahikam will be the leader? He's not from the royal family. We are from the royal family. They wanted to take the kingdom to themselves, to be the leaders. But the enemy appointed who? Gedalia ben Ahikam, Nebuchadnezzar. And if they come to remove the leadership from that Gedalia ben Ahikam, shows that they are rebelling against the enemy, against Nebuchadnezzar. They decided that they will kill Gedalia ben Ahikam. These two Jews that they came and they killed Gedalia ben Ahikam was a Jew. And with this was absolutely destroyed because right away came the enemy, Nebuchadnezzar, and everybody ran away from Eretz Israel, was left deserted, the land of Israel. And it said, "Nechbed gahalet Israel and Nisharet, Sibib lahem galut v'tzara gedola, v'nekra tzom ha-shivri shu b'chod ha-shivri." Tzom ha-asiri is asara b'tevet. Why do we fast Asar Tevet? This is the day that Nebuchadnezzar came and he put Yerushalayim in a siege. This is what was in Asara Betevet. And from this came later on the destruction of Beit HaMikdash.
Because it's so, because Tisha B'Av was so strong, is that why we fast longer? We fasted the night before because
that's
of the strength.
That's right. Now, there is a difference in these past days from, there is another past which is Ta'anit Esther. You all know, it's a Ta'anit Shasimha. He goes to explain also another Ta'anit Esther, which I'm not going to deal with now. But he said there is a difference between one Ta'anit to another. What is it? All the 4 days of fast that we mentioned before, if we'll come on Shabbat, what do? We delay them to Sunday. But of course there is one never will come on Shabbat. Asara B'Tevet will never come on Shabbat. That means the other three that they can come on Shabbat, they delay them. Then, even Tisha B'Av, they delay the Sunday. If it comes on Shabbat, they delay it to Sunday. וכולם מותרים ברחיצה ושיחה. All the fast days except one, we'll say it soon, they are permitted to take a shower, permitted to put any kind of applying something on the body, a perfume or so on. נעילת הסנדל, shoes, תשמיש המיטה with his wife. ואין צריך להפסיק בהם מבעוד יום. They don't have to start the תענית from the day before, but from the morning. חוץ מתשעה ואב. Only תשעה ואב, that we are not allowed to do all these things. ובכולן קוראים בתורה שחרית ומנחה ויחל משה. And all the others, what they read on שחרית and מנחה, they read ויחל משה. Except תשעה ואב. There is no haftara in every ta'anit. Shabbat Av, there is haftara after the reading. What they read? In Shabbat Av, they read Ki Tolid Banim Uvne Banim from the Parashah Vayet Hanan, Parashah of the week. The week will be next week, Vayet Hanan. In Vayet Hanan, there is also in one paragraph Ki Tolid Banim Uvne Banim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if will come a day that you will become bad, you will worship of the Zara, Hashem going to take you to the Galut. It fits exactly the time of Tshah B'Av. They read that part. And they read Haftarah.
Don't the Ashkenazim read Haftarah even on the other fast?
Yes.
They do, right?
Not in Shahrit. Only in Menachah. Shabbat shekodem lahem ahar kireat Haftarah, kodem Ashrei, צריך שיחריז שליח ציבור להודיע לקהל באיזה יום יחול הצום. He must let people know the Shabbat before when comes the fast day. And he tells them, אחינו בישראל שמעו, this תענית of this so and so will come this week in such a day. And may God change it into joy and happiness. He said, but there are 3 days that they don't declare them. What are they? En machizin alehem. Tish'a ve'ab. Yom ha-kippurim u'purim. That means Tzom Ta'anit Esther. These three, they don't announce on Shabbat before. U'bimei ha-tzomot ha'elu. All the fast days besides Tish'a ve'ab, they go into the shul. They pray the prayer as usual. The berachot v'chot ha-shachar as usual. The zemirot, the prayer. And they add in the prayer what they pray in Shmona Esre, in Amida, Anenu. And also in Arbit, the same thing. We don't do it in Arbit. Do we? No.
And we have also...
But he said, everybody that he says Anenu, what does he say? In Shomea Tefillah. And Shema Kolenu. The Hazan says it, Ben Goel, Le Rofe. Why? Every individual cannot say Beracha, additional Beracha by himself. But the Hazan can. Then.
So what was the reasoning behind that, Rabbi?
Huh?
He didn't really explain it. Why don't they announce? It's hard to understand it.
Very good. Okay. Because they are known. That's what it means. Ta'anit Esther you don't have because Simcha. But the Tshah B'Av and Kippur are well known to the people, therefore they don't have to.
Yeah, people, we always announce holidays. Right?
Yeah, but
don't we announce like Rosh Hashanah? Is it announced from the Shabbat?
No, we don't.
We don't. No. Only certain things you do, Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh, because instead of Kedusha Chodesh. Again, Rosh Hashanah we don't. Uh-huh. Then, it goes to what is Tahanunim of every Ta'anit. We are not interested in all this now. I want to go only into the name of Tshah B'Av. Now here. Katav Rabbeinu Hai. Rabbeinu Hai was one of the Geonim. I told you already once, the period of the Geonim, that's called the time after the Gemara, before Arif and the Rambam and the Rosh. You remember I spoke about it. Geonim is before Geonim. Well, in every generation was one rabbi called Gaon, the leader of the Jewish people. That's called the time that we have Geonim. Unfortunately, it stopped a little bit more than about 1200 years ago, when the last Gaon was after Jews were under persecution, after under the oppression of the Arabs. And they came and they killed the last Gaon, who was over 100 years old, Rabbi Yochai Gaon. He was executed by the Arabs. Now he comes and says, Katav Rabbi Yochai, that's the last Gaon that was of the Gaonim. אפעל גב דאמרינן בירושלמי דתעניות ובדפסחים בפרק מקום שנהגו אמר בזעירה נשייד נהיגי דלה למשתייה חמרה ודלה למאכל בשרה מן דאב עליל עד הפוקט העניתה מנהגה שבו פסקה אבן שתייה מה טעם כי השתות יהרסו. The ladies had the custom not to drink wine and not to eat meat from the beginning of Av till Tisha B'Av. And it's a good custom. Why? Because we didn't have any more Eben Shetiyah, the Beit HaMikdash. Minhag Kol Yisrael, he comes and says, it is a custom of all the Jewish people. Dela L'Mishhad, not to slaughter any more animals from the beginning of the month till Tisha B'Av. Lepi, שעד יום התענית נמנעו מלשחוט שלא יבוא לאכול. וביום התענית שאין אדם אוכל, אין לגזור ולחוש, וכן המנהג בבבל. יום התענית didn't eat, but they slaughtered for the day after. ובאלו הארצות, רבינו היי said, in our country, the מנהג did not spread all over. But this is a good מנהג, he said from the Gemara. ליל תשעה באב, חולצין מן עליהם כאבלים. The night of Tisha B'Av, they should take shoes off. Why? We mourn the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, and the mourner is not supposed to have leather shoes. והולכים לבית הכנסת. They go to the shul. ואין מדליקין נרות, רק נר אחד. Those days, what they used to light to be? On candles. They don't put too many candles. Less. Why? In order to show darkness that we are in trouble and sorrow. Today what we do, we dim the light a lot, we make it half, I tell them always. Lomar le'oro echad, in order that they will be able to say echad yasheva badad. In echad there is a pasuk nafela atoeret roshenu. When they come to that pasuk nafela atoeret roshenu, they put the light even less, and they read Arbit, like every day. But they say Anenu and Arbit. After the prayer, they read Echa. And they read Kinot. Kinot, special prayers that they make for Tisha B'Av. And then Ubal Etzion, they don't say beginning Ubal Etzion, but they start from Ve'ata Kadosh, after the Amida. תשעה באב אסור לקרות בתורה. On תשעה באב, you can't read any part of Torah. Why? Because reading of Torah makes a person happy. And we're not supposed to be happy. The same thing, that is the reason why Abel does not read Torah. And they say Kaddish, a special Kaddish for תשעה באב. Instead of Tetkabal, certain there the Wa'atid Lehadata, Alma, they speak about the end of days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Tehiyat HaMetim.
Rabbi, in the morning when we say the three Berachot for learning Torah, we still say them and we still say the Pesukim.
Yeah, the prayers, it's okay.
But because that's really for the prayers?
For the prayers, yeah. Ve'olchim lebatehem. When they go, they don't say Shalom to each other. Ela, they walk like Avelim and Zufim. And why they don't light all the candles? The rabbi gives a reason. It's written in Midrash, שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למלאכי השרת בשעת חורבן הבית. Hashem asked the angels, the time that of the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, מלך בשר ודם כשהוא אבל, מה דרכו לעשות? Tell them, a human being when he is mourning, what does he do? The first thing he does, he puts the light off. אמרו לו מכבה את הפנסין. אמר להם, אף אני אעשה כן. I will do the same thing. שנאמר, Shemesh v'yareach kadaru. The sun and the moon became dark on the day of the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. V'imhal b'motza'e Shabbat, if Tisha B'Av comes Sunday, Saturday night, en omrim v'hi no'am. V'yesh v'na ge'onim sh'katvu k'man she'en omer v'hi no'am, gam seder k'dusha en lomar. But they don't agree with them. We say seder k'dusha. What do you say? V'ata kadosh. Then said, ואין מבדילין על הקוס. The don't make havdalah when comes Shabbat on Saturday night. Of course, how can you make havdalah and you don't drink? ואין מריחין עצה וסמים. Why? מפני שבליל Shabbat אין לעשות נחתוח. The whole idea of בסמים for what? To feel good. Because the neshama is leaving, the neshama יתרה. But in Shabbat, we don't try to feel good. אבל מברכין על האור קודם שקורין איכה. זה שבורא מעורי האש, before they read, איכה. That's what we do. וכן כתב על הלכות גדולות. Then this is for the evening. שחרית, נכנסין לבית הכנסת, ומסדרין הברכות. They read the ברכות ובחות השחר. וקורין הזמירות כשאר הימים. The prayer is like every other day. וכתב הרמב"ן, נהגו העם שלא לקרוא פרשת הקורבנות ומשנת איזשהו מקומן. הרמב"ן said, רמב"ן נחמני, that they have a custom not to read these פרשיות הקורבנות. Why? Very simple. שעה באב, the קורבנות were stopped, they couldn't offer קורבנות no more. That's why they don't read. פרשת הקורבנות comes to say, instead of קורבנות. ומדרש בשבועה ותכנית, ושעשו לקרוא דבר תורה, ואינו נראה. He said, we don't agree with them. Everything that usually part of prayer of every day, we continue. Sheharei korin kriyat shema, we read shema Israel. Mborechin lefaneha ulachareha. Vechen korin batorah maftirin benavim. Parashat korbanot ezum korban keneged atemilim tekenu. What do we read parashat korbanot? Instead of korban, tamid that we're offering. That's why we should continue to read.
Rabbi, said say baruch
You
say Baruch
HaShachar,
to say the whole thing?
Yeah, except Ta'asali Kotzoki. We'll come to it later. V'chozer shaliach tzibur ha'tefillah. U'bimkom nakdishach v'na'aritzach. He changes it a lot. And Kadesh Shavcha Gadol. That's his opinion. We don't change anything. We say nakdishach v'na'aritzach. V'omer kinot v'emsa ha'tefillah. After the finish of the Torah, before Sefer Torah, they say kinot. After they finish Hazara. They don't say tachanunim. No nefilat apayim, le David. Ve'omer kinot b'yeshiva. They sit down on the floor and they say kinot. Here we say it's standing. וכשמסיים, אומר, when he finishes the keynote, he says, עד אנה בחייה בציון. הוא מספד בירושלים, a special paragraph. And he says, קדיש, הוא עתיד לחדתה עלמא. That's קדיש, special קדיש for תשעה, באב. והולך שליח ציבור להוציא ספר תורה. They bring the ספר תורה out. They don't say the regular פסוקים that they say when they bring ספר תורה out. But they say different פסוקים. מוציא ספר תורה מניחו על מגדל קטן אצל התיבה. They used to have תיבה small near the big תיבה. They didn't put the ספר תורה on the big תיבה on Shabbat. We don't. We have one תיבה that they put it on it.
What do you mean the פסוקים? We say בזאת התורה?
No, they say בזאת התורה only, but the other פסוקים they don't say. They say different things. It's written במקום ישמחו השמיים in the סידורים of Shabbat. They say, instead of this pasuk, we say different pasuk. It has to do with the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. וקורין כהן ולוי ומפטיר בפרשת בית חנן. מן כתולית בנים ובני בנים עד נותן לך כל הימים. After that, they say קדיש. And then they say הפטרה. What is the הפטרה from ירמיה? There's one chapter called Asof Asipenu, which Hashem said, I will destroy them. It talks about when people are bad. Then they say Berachot of Haftarah, the last one. But they don't say like on Shabbat and holidays. I only tell them again, David. They don't say Al Torah Va'al Avodah.
They make Kohanim, Rabbi, even though there's the sorrow?
That's a big question. Many books, they are, in the opinion, not to say Kohanim on Shabbat. The custom is to say among Syrian people. Because even in the mourner's house, they say. Mourner's house is worse, they say. Hoshken this. But in those that they don't say in Shabbat, they don't say also in the mourner's house. Most communities don't say Kohanim. But here they say Kohanim. And the mourner's house and the Shabbat. After they finish the keynote, they say Ashrei. They don't say Ya'ancha Hashem Be'yom Sarah. Because they didn't say Tahanun. Every day that you don't say Tahanun, don't say Ya'ancha Hashem Sarah. I say, why don't we say Tahanun? Because the Shabbat is called also holiday. Because in the future it will be a holiday. To show you how strongly we believe that the day will become holiday, that we already make it like some kind of a signal of celebration. Not to say, Anna, not to say Ya'ancha Hashem Be'yom Sarah.
That's like when Pesach something happened, right? The rabbi, during Pesach, we didn't see him the 14th or something, he didn't want to do something.
That's right. The Omer Kaddish Kabbal, they finish and they read Echa. Here he said, they said it Kabbal. Some they don't like to say it Kabbal before Echa. Tell you to say Echa first, and then they will say it Kabbal. ולעניין הנחת תפילין בתשעה באב. Here it comes. The mourner is not supposed to put tefillin on the day that he start mourning. And what is תשעה באב? We mourn the destruction of the Echa. Should we put tefillin or not? He said, לעניין הנחת תפילין בתשעה באב כתב מור רב ששנה. That's one of the גאונים. שמותר להניח תפילין. דהא כבר אמרינן, אבל מותר להניח תפילין. Then one Gaon said that they can say to put תפילין, surely therefore he should put. אבל הרבד כתב, one of the greatest Gaonim said, שמעולם לא הניחו בתשעה באב. He never put תפילין on תשעה באב. ואומר שיותר טוב לשים אפר מקלע על ראשו, better to put ashes on his head instead of the tefillin. V'katav harosh, then harosh came, who was after Harabat, said, what shall we do? He said, u'mistavra, the hayav b'tefillin. He should put on tefillin. Why? Kevan de avel gufe, even the mourner, la metzar ela b'yom rishon, only on the first day. De la hamir tish'a b'av m'sheshet ima avilut, tish'a b'av, is not worse than the other 6 days of Avilut of the Avel that he puts on tefillin. Ubaraita de mitzvot anagot ba'avel anagot b'tshav be'av kol shvat ha'yamim ka'ama. Uparoshek ha'meparesh rehu kegon rechitza v'sicha ne'ilat ha'sandal v'tashmish ha'metav l'kot b'torah. V'harav Rabbi Meir katav, another rabbi, now third. Now we read, one rabbi said not to put on tefillin. One rabbi said to put on tefillin. Third rabbi. Rabbi B'meir Katav, that was the rabbi of Harosh, called the Rabbi B'meir. The Nir'eh de B'tish'a B'ab en le'aniyach tefillin. Kemo b'yom rishon shel Avel. She'en yom mar yoter m'menu yom kibi'ud b'chral l'dorot. Since this day is so bitter, day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it as a day of cry to all generations, how can we put on tefillin? Therefore, not to put on tefillin. Who said that? Rabbi Meir. Came his students, Harosh. Ve'katav Harosh ve'efshar she'dahak l'mzor semech l'menhag Ashkenaz aval l'chaora nere'e kemo she'katavti. Came his student, Harosh. I think he just tried to find some kind of a reason for their custom. But the truth should be to put on tefillin. The sooner from Rabbi Meir said. Then, ועוד כתב הרב רבי מאיר מרוטנבורג, וציצית נהגו בו קדמוננו בכל אשכנז יתעטף בו בתשעה באב. But the ציצית, they put the tefillin, even though he said not to put the tefillin, but they put ציצית. והסבכו העקרה דכתיב בצע אמרתו, ואמרנה במדרש איכה רבתי בצע פורפרה דילה. ויש שאינם רוצים לשנות המנהג. They don't want to change. וגם אינם רוצים להיות בלא ציצית. What do you do? The custom was not to put the tefillin. They said, what do you do? Put a little katan under the garment. But the question, what do we do? If you see in Halab was two minhagim. Halab itself, there was two minhagim. Most of the people, they prayed home with the letter tefillin. And they came to shul till Amida. They put the Amidah home and they came to Shul. Shul Hazan said it, and he would say Hazara, no Talit Tfilin. But some of the people, they followed the Kabbalah. In Halab, there were some shuls that they followed the Kabbalah, and they did according to the Kabbalah, which they put the Talit Tfilin in the Shul. We made the custom here to put the Talit Tfilin in the Shul, even though in Halab most of them didn't. Why? Very simple. He told them there is no talent to lay in the street.